It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there where she's been for longer than she's ever been over there in a sort of... I think that's true. Is that true? How are you?
Hello, Jill. Very, very, very true.
Yeah.
Longer than any time before. And still taking precautions and trying to do the right thing. But today, before going back on a little European update on the COVID-19 virus front, I wanted to talk about something that is more cheerful and in a way more interesting. And that would be the 77th Mostra di Venezia. That means, in other words, that that event is planned. It has not been cancelled yet. It has been delayed, obviously, but it's going to take place between the 2nd and the 12th of September. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different than the usual film festival we are used to, but there will be a really interesting program with international movies and Italian movies. It's going to be reduced. It's not going to be the same amount of movies, but nevertheless, a good amount. And the jury will be presided by Kate Blanchett, who is a very liked and well-respected actress, and I think people are really looking forward to that. The director of the festival, his name is Alberto Barbera, and he said, I quote, "The heart of the festival is saved." Let's hope that it's going to be the case until the month of September. They will have 18 movies in competition and many others just to be presented. And like, I believe 60 movies in 5 different categories. So one could say that even though it's a reduced program, I would say there is still a lot to watch, a lot to see, and a lot to talk about. They will have COVID-19 measures, obviously, like thermic cameras, and everybody, you know, above a certain body temperature, I believe it's 99.5, will not be accepted in the building or in the events. There will be also a certain distance to be respected between the viewers. Masks are probably going to be mandatory, and a few more precautions of that kind will be taken in Venice during the 77th Mostra di Venezia. What's also really interesting is the fact that in the past few days, 2 more movies have been added, not for competition, but for the pleasure of the viewers. One is from Pedro Almodovar, and it's very important because the main actress is in his movie is Tilda Swinton, and she will also receive a prize for her lifetime movies. So it's very appropriate to have her last movie. I think Pedro Almodovar did everything he could to make sure that the film would be just about finished for the event, and he's very much looking forward to that event. The second movie that will be also presented is called One Night in Miami, and this is from Regina King, which we mainly know as a fantastic actress, American actress. In this case, she's the director, so this is for her, I think, a fantastic opportunity to show what she did with this story. I believe it's the story of Cassius Clay as a young person, and it will touch upon some racism issues, and it's a very good time, I believe, to be able to present such a movie. Also, for the one who will be able or will be allowed to travel to Venice, I think this is going to be an incredible experience, considering that there are almost no tourists in Venice, even though it's allowed for many to go there. It is still the kind of Venice that we all probably never saw before. Very few tourists, an extremely clean water where it's actually for once possible to see through, and of course an incredible pleasure of looking at architecture, considering that actually now there is so much more to see without the masses of people that were there the entire year through, traveling to Italy and to some cities like Venice particularly. So this is going to be a really, really wonderful event, time to go back to some culture, time for the industry, because we all know that the movie industry has been hit as bad as everybody else. So it's the time to get back a little bit into something that is part of us. It's part of the Italian culture, but also the international worldwide culture, and I believe that many people are looking forward to it. Now, we have to, of course, keep the virus at bay until September. I think that many places are doing pretty well. Others are having some surges here and there, and this is how I'm now switching to a little update on our European situation. It's by no means as bad as it was at the beginning in March, April, but there is definitely the fear of a second wave already in Germany. Some people are talking second wave, other people are talking specific surges in specific states of Germany, but altogether there is a little increase. There is an increase also in Switzerland, but for the moment still also under control, and most importantly, the hospitals are not overwhelmed at all. France is already warning its citizens to be ready for a second wave eventually in fall, even though they are also emphasizing the fact that depends a lot on the behavior of the people. They are trying also to increase the people wearing masks in shops, but also outside for some parts of France, especially there, I believe, where you have more more tourists coming from outside the country, like the beautiful south of France. Spain is unfortunately also having a little bit more of a problem in the region of Catalonia, the city of Barcelona, but it's also localized. It's not all of Spain. The islands, for example, are doing pretty well. but are also very strict on certain things, like no clubs, shops, yes, but restaurants have to close at a certain time. I mean, with restrictions, one can really see that it's possible to control the spread of the virus. Not to eliminate the spread of the virus. Unfortunately, that is, I would say at this point, pretty impossible, but at least to have tight control on it. Otherwise, I think there is also a little of problem in the eastern countries of Europe, but they are also tackling the problem. People are free to move from one country to the other, but unfortunately, in certain cases, quarantines are required by now, depending on the numbers of the country. All in all, not a desperate situation in Europe, but one where one has to be extremely careful, because clusters and surges are happening a little bit everywhere, and so it's necessary more than ever to respect the precautions that we all know by heart.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.